We're about to go to Chocolate City.
Let's get it!
The capital of the United States.
Woo! You know, haters are haters, you know. They control the mouth.
Merry Christmas, little man!
Commitment to fucking playing defense.
I'm not eating cat food either.
What's this all about? We're on the kiss cam. Feel a little reluctant to take that.
How sweet.
That thing was really strong.
Look out, Nene Butler, butting heads, looking at each other.
Broadcasting from the capital of the free world, this is Zardcast.
Welcome to Zardcast. I'm your host, C.T. Schwenk. Thank you for joining us here in the nation's capital this fine September 14th, 2015. A lovely fall day out there. A lovely fall day to talk Wizards basketball. Joined in the apartment with me, as always, friend, roommate, co-host. Some would say life partner, but we said no. That's not what we used to describe ourselves. Close, though.
That's not what's happening here.
No. But you are. What is happening here is we're here to talk Wizards. We haven't done it in a while. You've been really pushing for this. I'm sorry I haven't really come up to bat for you. We also have another co-host who we were trying to work around. We can get into that in a second. But the idea here is just we're going to chew on some news, some notes from the last couple. I guess it's probably been about 2 months since we potted. While we've been off, and we'll talk about that, we'll probably get into some other weird discussions. I know John Wall had a birthday. There's a lot to get to with that as well. So very excited for this evening. Before we get into it, you can always find us at Zardcast on Twitter. We've been kind of inactive, but when the season starts going and we start potting again on a regular basis, that'll be a must follow. Do subscribe on iTunes. Just type in Zardcast in your little search bar in the podcast app. Also an Overcast, Downcast, Podbay, whichever you may use, hit subscribe. Give us the 5-star rating, a little comment or something. You can leave your grocery list. You could leave some unhinged ramblings on your view of the world. That'll do just fine. Just the 5 stars, please. And I think that does it. Zardcast.com. Also, you can find all of our fine work there. And our previous summer episode, if you're itching for some Wizards content, because I think that was the idea, Dave. We saw in our last podcast there is an itch for some Wizards talk during the summer, and we're here to scratch it.
Yeah, I'm really excited to be doing this. The theme song music just really gets me going. only tempered by the fact that Duncan isn't sitting next to me here.
So let's talk about this. We've been trying to get the pod together for, it's probably been weeks now. You've been saying, probably for months, like, let's get the pod together. But we've only been serious about it in the last couple weeks. And you and I, we work, Monday through Friday, 9-to-5ers. Duncan, his work schedule is a little bit irregular. So that's why we do the Sunday recording. And then this sort of thing, we're trying to work around him. We're trying to find a good evening for him. To really come home from Puerto Rico, but it hasn't worked out. He left the country, not the country, but he left to a territory, opened a sweatshop, and
he left the contiguous United States.
Yes, that's a good way to put it. And we haven't heard from him. So, Duncan, if you're listening to this, come home, please.
Everyone misses you.
But yeah, we couldn't nail him down. So he'll be back during the regular season, but we do really miss him. And you know, I think we're going to have a good time. We're going to have some good discussion, but it's really just not the same without him. I don't mean to bring it down before we even get started, but
it's fine. I mean, it's better to talk about it, address the elephant in the room.
That's true.
Really going to cast a shadow over the whole proceedings, but I think we'll just have to push through it.
Yeah, it's okay. I mean, with him, even if he were here, you know, Dave, did we establish you are taller than him? You would cast a larger shadow over Duncan.
That's a really nice thing to say. And now that is captured on a recording for posterity. Now it's on the record that I'm taller than Duncan is.
Yeah. Well, I think we last covered it at the end of our end of the season podcast jamboree.
Good. As many primary sources as we can get out there as possible.
So when we're long gone from this earth, someone will know Dave was taller than Duncan.
Yep.
Measured here on the podcast. Okay, so first off, before we got started, we were going to record this yesterday. I was feeling a little drained from the weekend, and you were like, well, if we do it, this will be the hook. It'll be the We Hate Football podcast. And I said, whoa, there's no we in this We Hate Football. But what was your angle on that, Dave? What were you thinking?
That's fine. I'll be alone on this island.
You're that desperate for the NBA right now? I had a great weekend watching college and professional football.
Yeah, I mean, it just doesn't do it for me. Hasn't done it for me for a few years now. And it really just makes me, you know, we got about 6 weeks left until basketball's back. And I guess I'll have to spend my Sundays sitting in front of the TV watching. I don't even know who the guys are anymore. I must have watched at least, you know, 100 plays yesterday. Saw a bunch of touchdowns. I didn't even realize they changed the extra point rule. I feel like if I was paying any attention, I would have noticed that.
No, this was just the first year that they've done that.
Right, but I mean, I'm saying I didn't notice it at all until...
Until someone said something?
Yeah, one of the commentators was talking about it.
Hmm. Fun. You said something, actually, just to maybe bring it back into basketball here. You were complaining, you know, amongst that while you were saying, I hate football, I'd rather watch basketball right now, that football commenters often say a lot of dumb things, mm-hmm. and that makes you mad. And we've decided that it's because there's more dead air time. That's really gotta sting you, make you want long for some basketball.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's one of the reasons, maybe even the primary reason. But I also just tend to think they're a bunch of idiots that they have on TV there when they're making Reggie Miller sound like a really astute guy. That's not something that I want to be listening to.
I don't know if that's possible. I think you're being a little extreme with your criticism here. Well, let's move down the list here, Dave. Let's get into some basketball talk. If you're thirsty for it, we've got it here. Let's start off with some breaking news.
We can no longer afford any sound effects for the podcast.
Yeah, it's a bit of a rough operation over here, but new breaking news here. Wizards are going to have a new practice facility. They're going to be at the St. Elizabeth's site in southeast Washington, D.C., right by the Congress Heights Metro Station. Ted, our good friend, he's been looking for a spot to put this practice facility. There was chatter that there could be one up in Shaw, over, you know, where that big skate park is, Dave, like on Rhode Island. I think that was the original idea. But I think this is a good spot for it. You know, they're trying to spur some development over there.
Mm-hmm.
It's definitely, if you ever drive through there, it's definitely needed for sure. It's kind of unclear what the situation is as far as who's paying for it.
Right.
We were just watching the Channel 4 news here in D.C., and they were basically saying that the D.C. government was going to pay for the whole thing, and it's going to cost between $50 and $60 million. But I'm reading on the Washington Post that the city is providing the land, and they will provide less than half of the construction cost. And Ted Leonsis will foot the bill for the rest, I'd presume, and they're going to pay rent on it. So that sounds like a better deal than the city just paying for all of it, which probably isn't a good idea.
Yeah, and I guess they're planning on using it for other stuff than just the Wizards?
Yeah, there's supposed to be 4,000 or 5,000 seats in there. So maybe the Mystics will play some games. They're going to use it as like an event center, you know, concerts and things like that. So, way to go, Wizards. Helping out the community, trying to spur some growth. I'm sure some people won't like this, but as a Washingtonian, I dig it. It's a good spot. It's needed. I think development will fall from there. Who knows whether that'll be a good or bad thing, but right on.
I had heard that there were some rumors that they were going to be putting this thing in PG County, right by
yes.
Kevin Durant's hometown in Seat Pleasant, Maryland. This is a little further away, but
yeah,
25-minute ride to the practice facility is not too bad.
No.
Kevin, I'll give you a ride. Wherever you got to go, man.
Dave loves driving. I hope he doesn't have a problem with what you do while you drive, but...
What is that?
Well, you know, all your drives are defined in cigarette length.
That's true. That could potentially
You know, I think you could. I think you'd have enough stamina to hold out while you're driving KD around.
I don't think so.
He'd crumble.
No, but what I could do is build some kind of partition between he and I so that it wouldn't negatively impact him.
I'm sure he wouldn't be weirded out by that at all.
No, we'd have. I mean, you could hear through it. We could still talk and tell jokes to each other.
How do you think this? How do you think John would take this if you started shuttling him around? Or do you think he'd just be like, Dave's doing it, he's to help the team out?
No, John likes to drive himself, so he wouldn't, wouldn't mind.
Oh,
there.
Okay, I didn't know that.
And he sings along with the radio a lot, and he's very embarrassed about his singing voice, so he won't have anyone else in the car with him.
Well, speaking of John, let's get into it here. Last week, John turned 25 years old, which I knew he was young, but I didn't realize full year younger than I. That's kind of wild. My girlfriend was like, I thought he was like 32.
He's a very mature man.
Yeah, he is a mature guy. So he turned 25. He had several parties. Dave, you and John Wall, you guys are pals, as noted on this podcast. You definitely had a hand in, you know, organizing some of this. You were present for most of it. You did have an inside nugget though that you wanted to share about, you know, your weekend. Could you just, you know, speak about
John's birthday? It was pretty classic, like celebrity birthday party. You know, we were out in Hollywood, everything very opulent, lots of fancy stuff going on.
Saw there was a party in Atlanta as well.
I wasn't at that one. Couldn't make it. But because I was trying to get ready for this podcast that we never ended up even doing.
This is your fault, Duncan. Kef missed one of John Wall's birthday parties because you lied and said you could podcast with us.
It's all for the best, though. The one that I did go to was really dramatic.
Yikes.
Yeah, just a lot of like emotions were running high. So,
could you elaborate on that? Was there anything particular?
Well, I mean, I said earlier, John's a really mature guy, and he is in a lot of ways, but, you know, 25 is a big milestone for anybody.
Yeah, quarter century.
And so we're getting ready to go out, and, you know, he's pouting a little bit, saying, John, what's going on, man? We're about to have a good time, go to this party. He kicks everybody out except for me. He says, you know, I don't want to see these people. I don't want to be doing this right now. John,
oh,
buddy,
geez.
What's wrong? And we talked for a little bit, and he's just worried about it. He's getting older. He's been here for a quarter of a century, and he's like, Where is my life going? He said, I really look up to you as a friend. I know you went through this last year, so I talked him down, and we got through it.
But that's good. And the night was okay from there?
Yeah, it was a pretty good time. I blacked out almost instantly, but I'm sure it was fun.
Well, I mean, I can't say that I've ever had one of those, oh my gosh, I'm 25, like that's a lot of life under my belt, but I can understand the feeling. I can definitely empathize with him.
Well, and he's also got, you know, like some more responsibilities than we do.
For sure.
He owns his own home. He's, you know, paying for a gardener. He's got, you know, his agent and all that sort of thing. And so our lives are slightly different than his is.
Yeah. Well, that's, you know, Dave, you're right. We should view all this with some perspective, really. Mm-hmm. It'd be irresponsible if we didn't. While he was being celebrated all weekend long, he received a painting of himself. It was all the buzz on the internet. It's from the artist Mad Steez.
Mad Steez.
Mad Steez. And he painted a mural, I guess just like a portrait of John that's bigger than John is. John's 6'4". The portrait is, I'd say, at least another 4 or 5 inches on him, and its value is estimated to be $20,000.
Yeah, I don't really know where that estimate came from. Who's buying that thing?
You're right.
Is that just what he charges to paint a picture of?
Probably. That's what I'd assume. Maybe that's like his going rate, or like the going rate of his paintings on the market.
Well, we could pull together our 401ks. I can sell my car. Also, we could see if we could get, you know, if he'd do a double.
Yeah, that's true. I sold my car yesterday to Hardcast listeners, and let me tell you, I pulled in a hefty check. So I don't think it would be too irresponsible of me if I spent it on a John Wall portrait. But if you think otherwise, tweet at us at Hardcast. So that's fun. Fun to see John pop up on the internet during the offseason. Another fun, like, pop culture-y moment that John had. Very random. I don't even remember what it's from. I don't have anything in front of me about it. But when he was photographed wearing the sad shark pants, classic John moment.
You don't know what they're called? I'm sure there's...
No, I don't know what they're called. I don't have it in front of me. But you know what? We're gushing about John here, and because it was his birthday, I think we should play This Week in John Wall. What do you think, Dave?
I would love that.
Ni ha wa shi John Wall.
John Wall.
John Wall.
John Wall.
John was just a boy.
John Wall.
John Wall.
John Wall of the Washington Wizards.
A spectacular circuit shot by John Wall.
Everybody do it, John Wall. Do it, John.
We know he likes to hear it here on the podcast, so happy birthday, John. Let's move on down the line here. Let's shift from the musings of John Wall's world, and let's go international. We had Bradley Beal spending some time with Team USA. John Wall, I think he briefly showed up at USA camp, but obviously that was cut short. Recently, Gortat participated in Eurobasket 2015. He was playing a key role for Poland. They got bounced yesterday, day before, something like that. So let's talk international ball. I guess we can we'll trail off on John Wall here with one last thing. He went to camp, and I think you should always, you know, for any NBA player, if you want to get better, one of the ways I think you really can do it is playing with the national team and playing in international tournaments. I think it's just most guys come back from it and have like a really positive experience, and you can see, you know, a difference on the court. So obviously he went out there, tried out for that. Mike Krzyzewski runs the show with USA Basketball. I don't think he really likes John that much, and obviously he has a Kyrie bias. There's also, you know, a wealth of talent in the guard position for America. So he's there. I don't really know how long it was, but he was there. He's not. And, you know, it doesn't really look like he has too much of a future with USA Basketball, unfortunately.
No, he didn't even play in the scrimmage that they had. I guess still holding out a little bit with that wrist. But I don't want anything that Coach K could give me anyways.
It sucks. It's so...
At least that's the sour grapes take that I'm putting on it.
Yeah, man, do it, because I mean, I do not like Coach K for many, many reasons, and this is one of them. I don't like him. I don't like how he has control of Team USA as it pertains to his role in college basketball. I don't like how his control over Team USA has kind of excluded John Wall from all of this. So there's a couple reasons that I'm also sour on the guy and the way he leads the program. But on the other hand, you could argue, oh, man, well, he's, you know, won a bunch of gold medals. They've won a bunch of tournaments. But I really feel like, you know, most anyone could do that with, you know, LeBron James, Carmelo Anthony, you know, embarrassment of riches on the court.
He just really seems to love coaching teams when the players aren't getting paid and don't really have any say over what's happening.
Yes. Hey, that's a running theme.
Not going to see him trying his hand in the NBA, because I don't think people would put up with that shit.
Probably not, no. I don't think, you know, sometimes that obnoxious, in-your-face, 24/7 style that works in college doesn't really wear well in the pros, in any sport, really.
Right.
So, John Wall did not get a shot with Team USA. Bradley Beal did. Which I like. I like a lot. Hopefully, you know, he gets some of that positive impact. Hopefully it does show up on the court come November.
Yeah.
I don't like that.
I think that, you know, if Klay Thompson can be in the mix, then Brad could definitely play well enough this season to get himself up into that conversation too.
Absolutely. And then to complete the international trifecta, Gortat, he plays a couple games in Eurobasket. They got out of group play, Poland did, and then they were ultimately bounced. I think it was in the first round of the knockout stage. I don't really know to who. But that's okay. Gortat, he played a good role on the Poland squad. Didn't really Kubo out of his mind or anything, but nice to see him play for country.
Yeah, and it's always very, I mean, obviously I didn't watch a bunch of that, but it's always weird to see who does really well in, like, international play and who doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I can't see Gortat doing very well if he doesn't have, like, a good point guard to, not going to, like, score 30 points or something.
Saw our old friend Jan Vesely wasn't playing too bad over there. I think their run ended in similar fashion, but also interesting to see that sort of thing. Guy looked hopeless in the NBA, and he's playing on an international stage, and
I think Satoransky played pretty well too.
Mm-hmm. Nugget on him, he should be joining the Wizards next summer. I think is the word. He'll show up at training camp. That would be cool.
Yeah. I don't know exactly how that works from, like, a salary cap perspective. Because I think, like, you draft a guy, and then they stay in Europe. And then after a few years, they're not held to, like, the rookie salary,
mm-hmm.
like, framework that there is. So I don't know if they'd have to pay him a lot of money. I don't want to pay.
Would he demand a lot of money, do you think?
I think that's kind of... I mean, he seems like he's been demanding a lot of things from the beginning before he came over. And he, like, refused... He played in Summer League once and then refused to do it again. And he seems very full of himself from a guy who's never played a minute of... He never even, like, sniffed NBA basketball. I don't know what he thinks he's doing over there.
Well, maybe we'll get to see next summer.
He better check himself.
Or what, Dave? You going to go down there? Thomas, I don't know who you think you are coming up in here. So sassy, Dave. Let's give a happy birthday shout out to Nene. Don't have any idea how old he turned.
33.
There you go. I'm a terrible podcast host. I have outlines of things, but I don't know specifics. It's summer.
I could be wrong about that.
Let's go with 33.
Because I think I saw he, like, retweeted something today, which stuck in my mind, because Nene, not a big tweeter.
Wait a second.
I mean, he's a large man who tweets sometimes, but he's not a big tweeter.
Important distinction. Yeah, I can't imagine that he would be just pouring out his thoughts. Ideas, emotions out there to the internet when no one's asked for it.
Right.
Do you think he can be effective this year? Do you think he has a good role on this team?
Yeah, I think so. I think he's... I mean, I hope so. He's still going to start, I'm sure.
Yeah. I think he can. I think it's... you know, he did play, like, piss poor in the playoffs, but... played eight during the regular season. There's no reason to think that, you know, maybe he'll be excited by the idea of playing with a top two team in the East with the Wizards. And, you know, if this is going to be the end of his career, maybe he'll be energized by that.
And if they, you know, stagger the minutes differently so mm-hmm. that sometimes he's the only big man in there. Because I think he relishes that a lot when he gets to be, like, the big tough guy and push people around. So if he's the only one out there to do that, he might like it, but he's got to rebound better if that's going to happen.
Yeah. Randy Whitman's definitely going to have to get creative with how he plugs Nene into the lineup, because obviously, you know, at the end of the playoffs last year, it was a disaster. So that definitely needs some retooling. But I think Randy can make it happen, and I think Nene will also be in on this.
Yeah, I won't count him out. You never know what he's going to do.
Moving down the line here, power forwards, Aaron White, the Wizards' second-round draft pick out of Iowa this summer, going to Germany to start his professional playing days. I like it. I like that the Wizards are taking this approach with him, but I also am just kind of generally annoyed a little bit still that they didn't take a power forward in the draft. And not that Aaron White was going to be, like, the Wizards' answer at, you know, the stretch four. But that was a need that they had, and at least they're eyeing it up towards the future. They're thinking long term with this one, but it reminds me of the fact that they did not really get maybe a little more immediate answer to it.
Right. And whatever like sliver of hope that maybe this guy was going to turn into a functional, you know, playing that role of like an athletic four who can shoot was pretty well dispelled. I mean, I know summer league isn't very indicative of what your career is going to be like, but mm-hmm. the dude missed like 15 three-pointers.
I don't even know. I mean, I watched him a couple times, at least this past year in the Big Ten, and that's not his game. I don't really know who either deluded him into thinking that it was his game or who on the Wizards thinks that's his game, because it's not, and that he really shouldn't be focused on that, and hopefully when he gets to Germany, wherever he goes, they realize that.
Yeah.
Because I think he still could be a functional power forward off the bench for the Wizards, but not jacking up threes for sure.
No, it wasn't. I don't know. I wasn't very impressed. He definitely hustles a lot, but
it's a good start.
He went to Iowa. That's to be expected.
Shortly after Jared Dudley was signed to the Wizards, big offseason signing for them, it was revealed that he actually had a herniated disc and would be out 3 to 4 months. That pegs him back for the start of the season, but we don't really know how much conditioning he'll have had. He'll probably have missed the majority of training camp and, you know, the whole offseason, any kind of workout regimen that the Wizards have in place. So that's kind of a bummer, but glad he'll be back for the beginning of the season. I know when it happened, Dave, we both were kind of annoyed that they didn't really disclose this. Obviously, the Wizards would not be like, oh, yeah, we're going to sign this guy who has a herniated disc and won't be able to play right away. But definitely kind of annoying to find out and know that he might be a little bit out of sync with the rest of the team because of this to start the season.
Yeah, and so when we did the last one, it was right when it was the same day that they released news that they had signed.
Right.
Or traded for Jared Dudley. We were very excited.
Mm-hmm.
What a great pickup. He's going to fit well. And then, I mean, I understand you want to have, like, your PR, your press release, and say that you signed him. Good thing for the team.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to bring up right then that he's hurt. Which, I mean, they knew it at the time. But then, on like the other extreme, you don't need to just drop a bombshell out of nowhere. Oh, he had surgery today. He'll be back in 4 months. Seems like a pretty shitty way to do that.
They could have, you know, maybe after it'd been like, oh, where's Jared been? Like, haven't seen him like working out or anything like that. Then they could have been like, oh, well, you know, right after they signed him, he had surgery and, you know, he's just been recouping. Yeah, you're right. It was kind of a brutal way to just throw it out there.
I bet Ernie was just, waiting until the last positive article had been written about him. And somebody would be like, you know, Ernie Grunfeld made a pretty good move here. The Wizards didn't really give anything up. And then he finally checked one day and there were no more. And he was like, all right, fuck it. Tell him now. That's all we were getting out of that one anyways.
Oh, God.
But have some respect for the hardworking members of the media, like you and me. And clue us in so we don't get real excited on a podcast and then have to come on the next one and walk everything back.
Yeah, it'll be fine. He'll be okay. You know, not the worst thing. He'll be out of step at the beginning of the season, and you know, who knows, by mid late December or early January, he'll be up to speed and
maybe he'll be like that kid in that baseball movie where he breaks his arm and then he can throw like 90 miles an hour. He'll just have the strongest back in the league.
I don't know what movie. I'm not familiar with that movie.
It's called...
I mean, I'm familiar with that genre of movie.
He falls, and then he breaks his arm, and then he gets the cast off, and he goes to, I think it's a Cubs game, and he's in the outfield.
Oh, and he, Rookie of the Year?
Yeah, Rookie of the Year.
Right.
So maybe it'll be that type situation.
Oh,
it wouldn't be as useful to have the strongest back in the league. I'm not sure what. He'd be super good at boxing out, I guess.
Yeah, I think you're spot on there.
I mean, that has to have happened at least once, right?
Someone came back with a super back. Mm-hmm. What's going to kind of soften this blow? is the addition of Allen Anderson. Mm-hmm. Not like a perfect stopgap, but also will be nice to kind of get him involved early on.
Mm-hmm.
Get him some reps, a little more floor time than he'll probably see once Dudley comes back.
Yeah, and we won't. I mean, he can't be worse than Rasul Butler in the second half of last year.
No, he cannot.
Or the man with the weakest back in the league, Martell Webster.
Oh, man. Man, I sleep on Martell Webster because he just crumbled and faded into oblivion last year, unfortunately. I hope he comes back and can splash some threes. I'm not too hopeful, but it's possible.
That would be cool.
That would be nice. Let's see what we got here. Oh, we haven't talked about Summer League. Not a whole lot to discuss there, obviously, but the Wizards, they have a so-so Summer League. They start things off rough. They don't notch a win until the final quote-unquote regular season game, the last game before tournament play. And so they win that game. They go on to beat the Jazz in the first round. They lose to the Pelicans and get bounced out of the tournament in the second. But then they play a consolation game against the Nuggets, and Kelly Oubre scores 30 points. And so they win two of the last three? Three of the last four, excuse me. So that's pretty solid.
Yeah, I liked Oubre. I mean, he didn't shoot particularly well, but he was real aggressive. Stole the ball a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But
maybe it's a little too cavalier on jacking up the threes. Obviously, it went well for him in his final game, but really to that point, he didn't have a whole lot of success.
Right, but I told myself before Summer League started after Glenn Rice Jr. last year, I wasn't going to make any predictions or evaluations based on that.
Yeah, and I mean, pretty much Oubre is the only person you're going to see. So if you watched any Summer League, just blow all that information out of your ears, out of your brain.
Yeah. Really the most memorable thing that happened in Summer League was when they were playing the NBA, like the D-League select team, and Hashim Thabeet was out there and got ejected in the first, like, five minutes of the game.
Oh, man, Hashim Thabeet. Remember him during his UConn days?
He's like 27 now.
Yeah, he's been. How is he still allowed to play in Summer League?
maybe the ref realized that. I was like, hey, you're too old to be here.
I'm going to have to see some ID, young man.
I felt kind of badly for him, but
I wonder, I'm not going to look it up right now, but I'm sure he's made his fair share of coin from the NBA, not doing a whole lot.
How much do you think?
He was the number two pick.
Yep.
That was back in like 2008. I'm going to say, let's go like 23 million.
I think that seems high to me. 11.6. He really only had,
wow,
he was on four teams. Yeah, but I mean, that's pretty good.
For sure, for not really ever doing anything.
Although you got to prorate that to, you know, like an average-sized person's salary, because he's got to get a bigger bed. I'm sure his clothes cost more, just more fabric involved.
He probably had to buy a house that was suitable to his size.
Right, so just based on some, like, back-of-the-envelope calculations, that's like 80 grand a year.
Some podcast math. It's tough, you know. You, Dave, you always like to be the tallest guy, you know, wherever you are. But it seems that if you get a little too tall, it can cause some problems.
Yeah, some real financial problems, I imagine.
Valuable lesson today in the pod:
don't get too tall. If you learn anything from this podcast, it's that
don't get too tall. All right, okay. So so let's do this. Play us out with the music here. And so we're approaching the season. It is September, as we said, September 14th earlier. The season starts October 31st. I think, so when we're about 2 weeks out, we'll record like a big season preview. We're going to try and think of another like extra like kickstart the season podcast to do. I've got an idea for an interview in mind. So come October, if you follow us at Zardcast, we'll start trickling some information out about our plans, because obviously last season we started in January. So we're going to go a full season. We're strapping in here. It's going to be fun. We've got some new segment ideas to work out. Dave has one in particular. We're going to preview / just examine and spout hatred about all of the Wizards' Eastern Conference foes.
That sounds like so much fun.
It's going to be a blast, I think.
I can't wait to do that.
So we'll be doing that. So should have a lot of fun stuff, a lot of good quality Wizards podcasting content.
Well, we could do... So preseason starts on October 6th and then ends on the 23rd. And then the season starts on the 28th.
28th, okay. So yeah, probably maybe after that first week in October.
We can do a preseason one and then have a spooky Halloween special.
Ooh, spooky Halloween special, I love it. That sounds fantastic. And hopefully by then Duncan will have come home from Puerto Rico. We'll have shut down the sweatshop, disavowed his former, you know, evil ways, I suppose. That's kind of a shady business down there. I've also heard that he got addicted to cockfighting as well. That's not...
I'm glad.
I mean, when you go down to Puerto Rico, there's cockfighting rings all over the place. So, and Duncan's a gambling man. He talks DraftKings a lot on here. So it's kind of sad to hear.
Honestly, I just hope he's okay.
Yeah. Again, Duncan, if you're hearing this, just come home, buddy.
We miss you.
Whoa there. The music kicked out. This is awkward.
That's never happened to us before.
Yeah. I think this little iPod's going. So, okay. So I think that hits it all. We'll be back in October with some to get you ready for the Wizards season. Then we'll step in stride into the basketball world, which I know Dave is he's looking over here like, yes, only a couple more weeks. More weeks. So... Get at us at Zardcast on Twitter, Zardcast.com. Subscribe on iTunes. Give us that 5-star rating. So until October, for my co-host, David Keffer, I am CT Schwenk, and that was Zardcast.
Napa Know-How.
Napa guy knows not to judge a man by his car's multicolor paint job or absence of modern gadgetry. Who cares if it's technically old enough to vote and the windows are powered by the strength of your left arm? Your monthly payment is zero, and it'll stay that way. Because with over 500,000 parts and a little Napa know-how, you can keep anything on the road. She may not be pretty, but she's all yours. That's Napa know-how.
Napa know-how.
Cabela's is coming to Northern Virginia with a spectacular new store in Gainesville. Find everything you need for hunting, fishing, camping, and shooting sports, plus much more. Join us for our grand opening celebration Thursday, March 9th at 10 a.m. Be one of the first 500 in line and receive a Cabela's gift card worth up to $500, plus a chance to win one of three Remington firearms. See store for details. Don't miss Cabela's grand opening in Gainesville, located off I-66 and Highway 29 near Virginia Gateway.